Good to be here again, and I'm obviously thankful for the opportunity to be able to speak this morning. But it is kind of a double-edged sword. I'm sorry for what you went through to get me up here. But I'm just happy to bring the message. Mike texted me Friday, said, "Hey, you know, Ray may or may not be able to go on Sunday, so one of us should be ready to bring a message." And so then he called and we're talking, and I said, "Well, I'll do it." And he goes, "Well, I'll do it." And we bantered back and forth for a little bit. And then he goes, "Okay, look, let's just flip a coin." I said, "All right." So he flips a coin and I lost. So that doesn't mean I lost and now I'm preaching. It means I lost the flip and I still just had to come out and say, "Mike, I want to do it." Because he wanted to too. And I said, "You're teaching Sunday school. You're doing the singing. I want to do it." And he goes, "You can do it." Yeah. So, but I didn't lose the toss, which meant Mike should have been up here, but I just appealed to his better nature. And so now I get to bring the message this morning. And you all do know that, you know, I do want to, you know, preach some before retirement, but definitely after retirement to fill in for pastors. And but this is the first time. Usually I get, you know, quite a bit of notice. And so this is a day and a half notice of putting this together, but, you know, being open to God's word. So I hope it comes together well. I hope it blesses you, and there's a point to it. So as you see, the Church of the Open Door, so the doors of the church. So we'll start out with a question. Why did you come to church today? Why are you here? Is it out of habit? It's a good habit. There's nothing wrong with that. You had to? As a child growing up, I had no choice. We went to church on Sundays. It did not matter what was going on. We went to church on Sundays. I had to. Maybe the wife made you come this morning? No? Maybe your husband made you come this morning. I don't know. Being obedient to the Holy Spirit. There's a good one. It's a good reason to come to church this morning. Or you just wanted to, right? You just wanted to come to church this morning. All good reasons. Whatever it takes to get you here to church in the morning. So another question is, do we actually need to be here? We're a small group, a small church. Do we actually need to be here? And we heard that this is just a building and we're the church. So is it important for us to be here this morning? When we had COVID, we met on Zoom. Totally different aspect. So we weren't here. I mean, we still had service, but we were not here. So is it that important? We'll come back to that. We'll get back to that question. We will answer that question. Is it important to be here? So we got here. However that happened, whatever one of the reasons was that got you here, we made it here. But are you ready to worship? Was it a rough morning? I'm going to share an instance with Mike. I'm going to embellish on our friendship here. I remember one Wednesday night, we had Bible study. And we were all there, and Kathy was there, and we always have prayer, and then we study whatever book we're in. So we go around the room, and as you feel led to pray. Well, Mike always prays. He just always prays. This particular Wednesday night, Mike didn't pray. And I just thought that's so strange. And so one of our runs, we run together. Maybe it was Thursday, maybe Friday, I don't know. I said, "Buddy, maybe it's none of my business, but I just noticed you didn't pray on Wednesday night." He said, "Kathy and I had an argument on the way. I wasn't in the mood." Right? Just wasn't in the mood. Has that happened to us? It happens to all of us. growing up as a child, we lived in Mill Valley for a time, and my father had a church in Belmont. So that was quite a drive on Sundays. My parents constantly argued on Sunday mornings going to church. Me and my brothers would be in the back seat of the car, and they'd just be biting each other, you know, just going. Pull up in the church parking lot, and, morning, preacher, hey, morning, how, you know, everything's good. Hello, Thelma, hi, how are you? Everybody, it's all good, right? It's actually a miracle people make it to church sometimes on Sunday morning. Satan will throw at us whatever he can to disrupt that, to disrupt our prayer, to disrupt our worship. He'll do whatever he can. Parents with multiple children, that's on you. Pam and I had one child, and I keep saying it was so simple. But you have more than one child. It's difficult to get everybody up and out of the house in here. Satan will just block every roadblock he can do to make that a difficult transition for you. So, okay, you're here. You're at church. Or at least you're in the parking lot. You made it out to the parking lot out there. So the point of my message is, the doors are open. Right? You got here, and the doors are open. Did you ever think for a minute, driving to church this morning, that these doors would be closed? That they would be locked? Maybe they're closed because it's cold out, but when you hit that handle, the door opened. Did you ever think for a minute they would be locked and you would not be able to come in? What if the doors weren't open? What if they'd been locked? Who would have welcomed Patrick, Ozuko, and Stephen? Remember them? Yes. Who would have welcomed them if the doors would have been locked? What a great family, what a great blessing to us they were, and I hope we were to them. Although they weren't here that long. Life moves on, people have changes, job changes, and they had to move on. What about Mary? I know we haven't seen Mary since COVID, but remember when Mary? What a beautiful lady she was. What if she would have pulled up and those doors would have been locked and she couldn't have come in? We've had George. I know George has been out for a little bit. And what if they've been locked when, I don't know, Bruce and Pam showed up? Maybe you would have wanted them locked in, but it's too bad. We're here now, so. What if they'd been locked when all of you showed up? The church doors were locked. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? That would just be sad. What if we had, maybe in our bylaws, what Mike talked about in Sunday school this morning, our Baptist faith, have we read it in a while and looked at it in a while? No, I haven't. But what if we had something in our church bylaws that we just said, every fifth Sunday, we're not going to be here, right? Just go ahead, stay home. You know, you don't have that many fifth Sundays a year, so every fifth Sunday, we just won't be here. What could happen that day? Somebody could come and the doors would be locked. Super Bowl Sunday, that's a biggie, isn't it? A lot of companies now, they're closed Monday because they know their employees aren't going to be in much shape on that day to work. What if we said, you know, every Super Bowl Sunday, we just take that Sunday off. Don't worry about coming. But what if somebody did come and the doors were locked? Then what? You're not going to get one of my sermons without a church in Belmont story, okay? No. The church in Belmont is always trying to grow. It just always was. And in fact, my father was let go for that reason because the church didn't grow. Struggle, struggle, struggle. And it still struggles. That church is just like this church. I mean, it's just amazing, these similarities. And I kind of just gave into the fact that, you know, maybe the church isn't supposed to grow, but it's definitely supposed to be here. And the doors are definitely supposed to be open. In the 20 plus years Pam and I went to church there, we saw a lot of people come and go in that church, good people. Like I say, they're there and then they move or something, you know, something happens, they change. But the church was there and the doors were open. Didn't matter that there were 100 people in there. Didn't matter at all. 10, 12, 15, that was fine. The church was there and it was open for them. It's the same in Nevada. You get a Nevada story as well. Family's been in Nevada for years. A lot of the towns in Nevada are small towns. There's usually only one source of income. Could be mining. Is the main source of income for a lot of those towns, and so those towns won't grow. So the church won't grow. The attendance will fluctuate up and down, you know, as people come in and as people go. But there's a lot of small churches in the state of Nevada that aren't going to grow. But the doors are open. So when you come to that town, you have a place to go worship. And that's that way everywhere. I just use Nevada because that state is dear to me, because the work my father did there and the family, and my family's there. But it's all across this country, all across the world. Maryland was a missionary, foreign missionary. People are doing that in foreign countries. They're making sure people have a place to worship, that the doors are open. That's what's important. Remember I said we would come back to this? See, wasn't that far ago, wasn't that long ago. Well, we're back to it. Is it really that important to be here? If it's just a building and we're the church, is it really that important? And the answer is yes. It is important that we're here. This church, just like Pam and I in Belmont, this church has been here for years. This church has changed lives over the years, you know, mine included. It's absolutely important that we're here this morning, that we're here. And it's absolutely important that the doors are open, so whoever pulls up in that parking lot can get out, open that door and come in. And we'll be here. When I came back to the church here, I'd kind of taken a little bit of time off. Pam and I had visited a number of churches and things, and you know the story, but she finally just said, I'm going back to church, do what you want. So I came back with her. But I was just filling a seat, just sitting in the pew next to her, being a supportive husband. But over time, because of this church, the people of this church, and the love of this church, over time, it didn't happen overnight, my life changed. I became an usher. Remember me and Larry Heising would always take the offering? I got to do that, got to be an usher. Then I became a Sunday school teacher. There's a group of us. We take turns teaching on Sundays. I became a Sunday school teacher. I love that. Then you all allowed me to be a trustee. I'm now a trustee of the church. And now I feel led to preach. What if Pam and I came back and those doors were closed. And we couldn't have got in. I don't know. Another church, maybe. Would it have been the same? Not a chance. I don't know. But the fact is, the doors were open, and we came in. And my life changed. It continues to change every day. Continues every day. The blessings from this church. I use this example, I think, in my first sermon I preached. Thank God who told all of you, and that's everybody here in the church, thank God for the person who told you about Jesus Christ, right? You accepted Jesus Christ. You received the free gift and the power of the Holy Spirit. And you've changed lives. You said, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to become a member of a church, and I'm going to support that church. I'm going to go to that church and be at that church so the doors can be open. Thank God for the person who told you about Jesus Christ. Think back on that a minute, and the importance of that, and the importance that it makes in not just your life, but the lives around you, the lives that you have touched. Sometimes you know it, sometimes you don't. But I guarantee you, you're changing lives. I guarantee you. We had a lot of choices to come today, right? Or why not to come? Show the choices where we did. It's easy to stay home today. It's cold out. I wasn't particularly in a hurry to get out of bed this morning. It's too cold. We had a lot of choices. But the fact is, we need to be here, right? Maybe some of us are struggling with something this morning. We need to be here. Maybe you've just been so blessed this last week. Just had to be here. You wanted to be here. Whatever the case is, the doors were open this morning when you got here. You were able to come in. And if you are struggling with something, there's people here just to lean on, to talk to. Or you can just spend time in prayer. If you're just overjoyed and excited, share that. That's contagious, isn't it? Come to church and you see happy smiles and faces and everybody's just beaming. That's just the best part of church. The fact is, we needed to be here this morning. And the doors were open. In 1 Corinthians 4, 1-9, Mike read that this morning. I look for a passage about kind of what I was speaking on, and just couldn't really find one on open doors and things like that at the church, but I came across 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. And it's a prayer of thanksgiving, Paul's writing to the people of Corinth. But it could just as well be written to the people at Newark, First Baptist of Newark. It really could be. Listen to it as I read over it again and picture Paul talking about our church. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. Right? Thanking God for our church. That's just a blessing. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking, all your knowledge. because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep you strong to the end. That's so important. So important. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. Couldn't that be a prayer of thanksgiving to this church? We have all those qualities, all those attributes right here in this church. That's why the doors are still open. Paul wrote a lot of letters in the New Testament. Wrote a lot of letters to the churches, encouraging them, thanking God for them, to keep up the good fight. What if they would have lost the battle? That would have been really tough. But they didn't. Because remember in the book of Acts, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they went out through the world preaching Jesus Christ, starting churches in buildings like this, and then making sure that the door stayed open. One of the jobs as a director of missions is when you start a church in a small, let's say, Nevada town, that's fine, but he has to be at other places. You need a person to pastor that church. Just same here at Newark. This church got started, it's a mission, and it needed a pastor. People have to come to these churches and make sure the doors stay open. Because if you just start a mission and kind of go on your way, probably it would struggle. Might be a slim chance that it would make it. So not only do you have to start it, but then you have to bring in a pastor to make sure when you show up on Sunday mornings, the doors are open. I know this isn't a timely message or long in length, but I hope the point has been made. It's what God laid on my heart. But it is extremely important that the doors of this church stay open, that the doors to the churches all across the country, all across the world, until the return of Jesus Christ, stay open. We never know who's going to pull into that parking lot and need to come in. But when they do pull up in that parking lot, they will be able to come in. Because the doors will be open. My closing side note, I know in my heart for a fact, while Pastor Ray is pastor here, these doors will always be open. He came today. Should have stayed home. Good to see you. He's had a rough couple days, but he just can't stay away. This church has a pastor, and he's making sure the doors stay open. Thank you for coming this morning, being attentive. Thank you for being a member of this church and supporting this church. It's a great church. I love it here. Thank you.